If you were in the market for buying a major high-tech company and had $47 billion or so to spend, perhaps you would have taken a look at Yahoo. But Microsoft did take a look at Yahoo for weeks. The proposed merger between Microsoft and Yahoo was mulled over by Yahoo's board. In the end, they balked at Microsoft's $33 a share. Perhaps they hoped that Microsoft would raise its bid. It didn't. Steve Ballmer of Microsoft withdrew the Microsoft offer for Yahoo. Steve Lohr of the New York Times is here. It seems to me, Steve, that Yahoo made a bet and lost. Am I wrong?
Yes, from a negotiating standpoint, certainly. I think they thought Microsoft has extremely deep pockets and would go up a few more dollars a share, and Ballmer and the Microsoft board decided not to.
Now, in after-hours trading, 20% is the decline in Yahoo shares. We'll see if that holds during the day. But let's talk strategy here for a moment. Microsoft buying Yahoo, it's all about, really, Microsoft confronting Google, correct? What does this mean?
Yes, and the broader context here is this was a big company in the case of Microsoft trying to move to gain some sort of advantage in this next generation of computing where more of it is done on the Internet and less in the personal computer, which has been Microsoft's traditional stronghold and where it makes all its money. And this was a big departure for Microsoft because typically it is never first to a market, but it's the company that mops up. It builds slowly and eventually becomes dominant. And that was, even going after Yahoo, was a big departure from its kind of old playbook.
You know, the scenario here, on the one hand, perhaps Microsoft would merge with Yahoo and gain some sort of market share, but there's also a scenario in high tech where a company buys a successful new tech company and the value of it sort of vanishes within the bigger company. I'm wondering if Yahoo would preserve its value over time or instead just kind of vanish within Microsoft and not be worth $47 billion. That's what Ballmer was calculating.
Yeah, there's these mergers of technology companies are always kind of fraught with risk because the assets, as they always say, can walk out the door the next day, and particularly in Silicon Valley where Yahoo is. It would if it had happened with a huge risky move. I mean, there are a lot of people that think Microsoft inadvertently dodged a bullet by not being able to do this deal.
Yeah, and we'll find out if Microsoft's stock is up today. You cover the blogosphere where stockholders of Yahoo, I suspect, are snarking about the withdrawal of Microsoft from the table. What do you think the consensus is?
I'm sure the immediate consensus is very negative. We had a story in today's paper written by another reporter quoting a couple of these shareholders saying Jerry Yang, who's the chief executive of Yahoo, is a founder of the company and didn't have the shareholders' interest at heart. So, and often there are lawsuits that follow these kinds of management decisions where they choose not to take the money and the stock drops sharply.
What do you think the strategy for Yahoo is going forward here? Do they change their business model? Do they seek another suitor? Do they trim operations? What's going on here for them?
They're going to be under a lot of pressure to, as they say, increase shareholder value. One of the things they have been working on is essentially outsourcing some of its search ads to Google, of all people, because it has a larger share of search ads, tends to get higher prices for each ad. So then there would be a revenue sharing agreement where Yahoo gets more revenue from its search queries than it has in the past. That's one option.
There
are others that people have been talking about them doing something collectively with America Online, AOL.
Another tech company whose value seems to be vanishing. AOL, that's for sure. Well, Steve Lohr of the New York Times, thanks so much. Steve Lohr covering the Microsoft-Yahoo merger that was, in the end, not to be.